Welcome in. I am so glad you're here today. Before we dive into anything else, I want to say something that I genuinely believe. You showing up for yourself, even by pressing play on this episode, is an act of self-advocacy, and that matters. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to be doing everything perfectly. You just have to be willing to take one small step in the direction of your own well-being, and that is enough to start. Today, we're going on a gentle journey through some of the most exciting and accessible research happening right now in sleep science, metabolic health, and the mind-body connection. And I promise, we're going to keep this warm, real, and practical. No intimidating jargon, no overwhelming to-do lists. Just honest, empowering information that you can actually use. Let's get into it. Let's start with something most of us take for granted, sleep. Now, if you've ever thought of sleep as just the time when nothing is happening, I want to gently offer you a completely different picture. Sleep is actually when everything is happening. Think of your sleeping body as a building after closing time. The doors are locked, the visitors are gone, and that's exactly when the maintenance crew gets to work, cleaning, repairing, restoring. That's what your body is doing every single night while you rest. Sleep researcher Dr. Michael Bruce has spent his career studying this, and what he describes is genuinely fascinating. During your deepest sleep stages, think of those as the late-night deep cleaning shift. Your brain activates something called the glymphatic system. That's the technical term, but here's the metaphor that really landed for me. Dr. Bruce calls it the brain's garbage truck. Every night, the system flushes out protein byproducts, waste products that build up throughout the day that researchers have linked to cognitive decline when they're allowed to accumulate over time. Building on that, those same deep sleep stages are when your body releases its largest daily surge of growth hormone, the substance responsible for repairing your muscles and rebuilding your physical resilience. And your heart gets its most important rest window overnight too. In fact, Dr. Bruce points out that losing even 1 hour of sleep, like during the spring daylight saving time shift, is associated with a documented spike in cardiac events. So what's the single most impactful thing you can do for your sleep tonight? According to Dr. Bruce, it's not a sleep aid, it's not even an earlier bedtime, it's waking up at the same time every single day. That one consistent morning anchor naturally regulates your body's melatonin cycle, your internal sleep-wake clock, over time. He also suggests a simple morning routine, 15 deep breaths to start, a glass of water before your first coffee, because sleep is actually dehydrating, and you lose nearly a full liter of water overnight just through your breath, and then 15 minutes of natural sunlight, which helps set your body's internal rhythm for the entire day ahead. Simple, free, and genuinely powerful. Now let's talk about something that affects far more people than most of us realize, metabolic health. Dr. Don Musallam, a physician at Fountain Life, shared a statistic that genuinely stopped me in my tracks. An estimated 93% of Americans are not fully metabolically healthy. And I want to be clear, this is not about weight and it is not about blame. Metabolic health is really about how efficiently your body processes energy. Think of it like the fuel system in your car. When the system is running smoothly, energy flows where it needs to go. When the system gets stressed from poor sleep, from chronic inflammation, from hormonal shifts, things start to get sluggish. Blood sugar regulation becomes harder. Energy feels unpredictable. The body starts quietly working overtime. And here's something really important. Dr. Musallam emphasizes that poor sleep directly disrupts metabolic control, regardless of how well you're eating. These two systems, sleep and metabolism, are not separate conversations. They are one conversation. Nutrition researcher Anina Burns adds another layer that I think is especially important for women at midlife. During perimenopause and menopause, the body goes through what she describes as a full metabolic shift, not just a hormonal one. The community of beneficial bacteria in your gut actually becomes less diverse during this transition, which affects how efficiently your body absorbs nutrients. More importantly, this happens at the exact moment your body needs the richest possible nutritional support. Building on that, Burns emphasizes that women who proactively focus on fiber-rich whole foods, regular movement, quality sleep, and stress management during this window tend to experience meaningfully better outcomes. These aren't small adjustments, they're the building blocks of how your body navigates one of its biggest transitions. Okay, I want to take a moment here to explore something that might surprise you. Your mental outlook is not just psychological, it's biological. Dr. Deepika Shelra, a physician who studies the intersection of mindset and physical health, shared research showing that real optimism, and I want to be clear, this is not toxic positivity or pretending everything is fine, but the genuine belief that difficulties are temporary and that change is possible, is associated with significantly lower levels of inflammation markers in the body, lower stress hormones, fewer cardiovascular problems, and longer periods of active, thriving life. And here's what I find most empowering about her work. Genetics only account for about 20 to 25% of your optimism level. The rest is a skill. It can be practiced, it can be strengthened. You have more agency here than you might think. This connects beautifully to the work of neuroscientist Dr. Richard Davidson, whose randomized control trials found that just 5 minutes of daily meditation practice for 28 to 30 days produced measurable reductions in anxiety, depression, and stress. More importantly, he found measurable reductions in a pro-inflammatory signaling molecule in the body, and even changes in the gut microbiome. 5 minutes a day. That's it. Now, Dr. Davidson is careful to explain that the goal of meditation is not to empty your mind. That's a common misconception. The real goal is something he calls meta-awareness, the ability to notice what your mind is doing while it's doing it. Think of it like becoming the observer in your own mental movie theater. You're not trying to stop the movie, you're just learning to watch it from the balcony instead of being swept up in it. And over time, that skill becomes a trait. It gradually rewires your baseline emotional patterns.
One more thing worth mentioning. Your body may actually be designed for 2 sleep periods in a day, not 1. Science journalist Harry, writing for The Economist, referenced neuroscientist Matthew Walker's work alongside a remarkable study tracking 23,000 Greek adults over about 6 years that found people who gave up their regular afternoon rest had a 37% increased risk of heart disease. If a brief 10 to 20 minute rest between 1 and 3 in the afternoon feels natural to you, the research suggests you may be listening to your own biology. Just keep it under 30 minutes to stay in lighter sleep stages and wake up feeling refreshed rather than groggy.